ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராமோ ராம ராமோ ஹரே ஹரே. ஓகே, ஸோ வில் ஸ்டார்ட் அவர் டிஸ்கஷன். ஸோ வி ஹவ் பீன் டிஸ்கஸிங் அபவுட் பேரலலி தி கிரியேஷன், and along with that we are also discussing the characteristics of the elements. But the prime focus of this description is to describe the characteristics of the elements. So in that we have discussed about Purusha, the Supreme Lord, his characteristics, how he deals with the Prakriti, how Prakriti relates with the Jivatma and binds him. And then we saw the characteristics of time, which is the 25th element. And then talking about the products of Pradhan, Pradhanikam, we started by discussing the characteristics of Mahatattva and Chitta. Then from Mahatattva comes Ahankar, we discussed about the characteristics of Ahankar. Then talking about the products of Ahankar, we discussed about the characteristics of Buddhi first, right? Buddhi we discussed first. So that's where we ended. So now we will continue with the 31st verse onwards. We have about 80 minutes. Okay, till 4:30 we go because we start. So 80 minutes and 42 verses. So after every 20 minutes you just remind me and let's see how far we are. Okay, and unless if it's a really burning question, you know, we can take it offline also. If it's otherwise, you can ask, no problem. Okay, let's continue.
Taijasan indriyanyeva kriya jnana vibhagashah pranasya hi kriya shaktir buddhir vijnana shaktita.
Taijasani indriyani eva kriya jnana vibhagashah, the senses that are created, the other products of Rajasa Ahankara are the Karmendriyas and Gyanendriyas. They are addressed as Kriya Jnana Vibhagashah. So Kriya are the Karmendriyas and Jnana are the Gyanendriyas. Pranasya hi Kriya Shaktir Buddher Vijnana Shaktita. Like we discussed that Buddhi is the one which powers the Gyanendriyas. And it is prana which powers the karmendriyas. So if on an ekadashi or nirjal ekadashi, when we don't eat, because in Kali Yuga it is said that prana is in anna. So when you don't eat anna for the whole day, so our karmendriyas become very weak. Legs become weak, hands become weak. Right, but still the Gyanendriyas function all right. You can still hear, you can still smell, all of that is possible. You can still taste, in fact you are eager to taste, but the Karmendriya has become very weak. That's what it is mentioned that about in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, விஷயாவினி வர்த்தந்தே நிராகாரஸ்ய தேஹினஹ ரசவர்ஜம் ரசோப்யஸ்ய பரம் த்ருஷ்ட்வா நிவர்த்ததே. He says that the sense control of a sthitapragya is not the sense control of a person who is fasting. If you fast someone, automatically the senses become little weak. He says பரம் த்ருஷ்ட்வா நிவர்த்ததே, this person has experience the higher taste. So therefore, his renunciation is not that kind of renunciation which one gets by fasting. Of course, fasting on Ekadashi days is one of the 64 limbs of devotional service that we have to do, those austerities we take. But then we don't fast to weaken our senses. We don't do, generally we don't try to do that. We can to some extent, but that is not our prime weapon. அபரே நியதாஹார பிராணான் பிராணேஷு ஜுஹ்வதி. in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, that's not our process actually. It's one of the yajnas, but it is not the not our practice actually. Of course, we try to moderate, not that we binge. We definitely try to moderate, but then our means for developing sense control is trying to progress in bhakti and try to develop the higher taste. Anyway, so this verse talks about the prana controlling the karmendriyas and the buddhi controlling the gyanendriyas. Buddhi controlling the gyanendriyas we already discussed in the previous session. Okay. Tamasaccha vikurvana bhagavadvirya choditat shabdamatram abhut tasman navashrotram tu shabdagam. From the transformation of ahankara in tamas, inspired by the Lord's power as time, sound appeared. You remember in the second canto we discussed sound, then from sound comes ether, from ether comes touch, from touch comes air, from air comes form, from form comes fire, from fire comes taste, from taste comes water, from water comes smell, from smell comes earth. So this is what we are going to discuss now, and in between the characteristics of sound, characteristics of ether and so on we will discuss. From the transformation of ahankar and tamas inspired by the Lord's power as time, sound appeared. So when it is 3:30 in this clock, you just indicate to me. And from that ether appeared, the ear is the receptacle of sound, shrotram tu shabdagam. So this we have seen already. So what are the characteristics of sound? Arthashrayatvam shabdasya drashtur lingatvam evacha tanmatratvam chanavaso lakshanam kavayo viduhu. The wise know the characteristics of sound as follows. Three characteristics. Expression of meaning, artha ashrayatvam. Okay. So what is the meaning of artha ashrayatvam? Means like commentary or you know explanation of a particular thing by which you can understand the nature of that. Like I say, Rasgulla is like a white spongy ball and it is soaked in juice. You know, I have now explained to you, at least to some extent you can understand. Drashtru lingatvam means revelation of a seer of events, which means if someone is standing on the other side of the wall, let's say Satyamurthy Prabhu is standing on the other side, and if he says Hari Bol, and someone who knows Satyamurthy Prabhu can know, yeah, Satyamurthy Prabhu is on the other side of the wall. Even though one cannot see, but he is revealed through his sound. Another meaning of revelation of the seer of the events means, seer of the events are the great personalities like Shukadeva Goswami, Vyasadev, and through the sound, Shabda, they reveal it reveals the seer of the events like that. And the third is, it is the tanmatra of ether, right? So these are the three characteristics of sound. Next, bhutanam chidra datratvam bahir antaram evacha pranendriyatma dishnyatvam nabaso vritti lakshanam. What are the characteristics of ether? Nabaso vritti lakshanam, the characteristics of ether according to its actions are bhutanam chidra datratvam, to provide space for the living entities internally and externally. Bahir antaram evacha, what does it mean? And it says prana indriya atma dishnyatvam, and to act as a base for prana and senses and mind. So here Srila Vishnu Acharya Thakur says, it is the shelter for prana, senses and mind in the form of space for the nadis. basically the ether means it gives space. So it acts as a base for the pranas, means by allowing space for the pranas to move. Like that. Inside the body. For everyone. Yeah. ओके नभस शब्द तन्मात्रात् कालगत्या विकुर्वतः स्पर्शो भवत्ततो वायुस्त्वक्स्पर्शस्य च संग्रहः. सो द ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ऑफ ईथर हूज तन्मात्रा इज साउंड बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ टाइम टच अपीयर्ड एंड देन एयर अपीयर्ड स्किन द सेंस ऑर्गन फॉर टू रिसीव टच ऑल्सो अपीयर्ड. सो नाउ वी विल सी द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ टच एंड air. What are the characteristics of touch? Mrudutvam katinatvam cha shaityam ushnatvam eva cha etat sparshasya sparshatvam tanmatratvam nabasvatah. The main characteristics of touch are mrudutvam, softness, katinatvam, hardness, shaityam, cold, ushnatvam, heat, and नभस्वतः तन्मात्रत्वम्. नभस्वत इज एयर, तन्मात्र इज तन्मात्र. सो दीज आर द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ टच, राइट? यू कैन टच एंड से वेदर इट इज सॉफ्ट और हार्ड, सॉफ्ट और रफ, कोल्ड और हॉट, ऑल दैट यू कैन एक्सपीरियंस बाय टच. एंड व्हाट आर द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ एयर? चालनम व्योहनम प्राप्तिर नेत्रत्वम द्रव्य शब्दयोः सर्वेन्द्रियाणाम आत्मत्वम वायोः कर्म अभिलक्षणम. वायोः कर्म अभिलक्षणम, द डिस्टिंक्टिव क्वालिटीज ऑफ एयर आर व्हाट? चालनम, चालनम मीन्स मूविंग. मूविंग मीन्स एज इट मूव्स द ब्रांचेस ऑफ द ट्री. एंड व्यूहनम, सो व्यूहनम मीन्स लाइक you know, chakra vyuha, or you know, like a, what do you call, whirlwind, bringing things together like that. Prapti, conjunction, like you want to move an object from one place to another place, you can through air also you can move if it's a light enough object. Yeah, we can move the dirt out like that. And netratvam dravya shabdayoho, leading sense objects to the sense organ. Like for example, air can carry smell. Therefore, air is called gandha vaha. It's the vahan for gandha. You can remember some shloka? Vayor gandha nivashayat. What is that verse? Nay, not that. Utkramantam sidamvapi. Nay, not that. Anyway, in that series only it comes. That is another thing. That is more in terms of conjunction, of prapti or chalanam, moving. And then he says, net. Sarva indriya atmatvam, and giving life to the senses in the form of prana, as we discussed. You know, in the form of prana, it gives life to the senses. At least the karmendriyas, they get their life from prana, in the form. This is also a vayu, like that. These are vayoho karma abhilakshanam. These are the characteristics. Karmendriyas. Buddhi. वायोश्च स्पर्श तन्मात्रात् रूपं दैवेरितादभूत् समुत्थितं ततस्तेजस् चक्षुरूपोपलम्बनम्. फ्रॉम एयर हूज तन्मात्रा इज टच अंडर द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ टाइम अरोज फॉर्म, फ्रॉम फॉर्म अरोज फायर, and I perceives the form. So now what we are going to see? Characteristics of form and fire. No idea. Maybe or may not be, I don't know. So what are the characteristics of form? Dravyakrititvam gunata vyakti samstatvam evacha tejastvam tejasasadvi rupamatrasya vrittayah. O sadvi, my dear mother, rupamatrasya vrittayah, the qualities of form are dravya akrititvam. If something has a form, you can tell what is its shape. And gunata, what are the qualities like color and other things also you can tell through form. Vyakti samstatvam, what is its size, that also you can say. Like this, you know, what do you call this?
Screen.
This screen has a form. So looking at this screen, what all you can tell? It is white in color, okay. Rectangular in shape and its length and breadth you can tell. Like that, that's what. Vyakti samstitvam means size. Gunata means like color and other such things. And dravya akrititvam means shape. What is the?
Content.
Content in the screen. Yeah, that also you can tell. Yeah, that also comes in gunata. Okay. What are the characteristics of fire? Dyotanam pachanam panam adanam himamardanam tejaso vrittayasveta shoshanam shutradevacha. Dyotanam, illumination, that we know by fire. Pachanam, cooking, that's happening there inside, or maybe it has already happened. That's why we had delayed it by half an hour. So this fire has cooked, and after 1 hour, another fire will further cook. A digestive fire. Nigiranam analoyata. Like that. Drinking panam. Eating adanam. Himamardanam. Relief from cold. These are the qualities of fire. As well as shoshanam kshutrit evacha. Drying. You can dry. Air can also dry. Fire can also dry by evaporating. And kshutrid, hunger and thirst are also caused due to digestive fire. Like that. Yeah. Eating and drinking is also inspired by the digestive fire only. Next. Rupamatradvi kurvana tejaso daiva choditat rasamatram abhutasmat ambo jihvara sagrahah. By the transformation of fire, whose tanmatra is form under the influence of time, taste appeared, from taste appeared water, and the tongue perceives taste. So we have another 1 hour and 30 verses. So we are, I think, on track. So what are the characteristics of taste? Kashayo madurastikta katvamla iti naikada bhautikanam vikarena rasa eko vibhidyate. Actually, originally there was only one taste. That is madur? Maybe, yeah. He says it's sweet. But bhautikanam vikarena, by transformation in combined substances, it becomes anekada, it becomes na ekada, it divides into many. Like kashayo, astringent, maduraha, sweet, that is clear. Tiktaha, bitter, that is also clear. Katu, hot, means I think like Astringent is what? Tikta is bitter. See, okay. Forget about the Sanskrit. Sour is clear. Okay. Sweet is clear. Katu means pungent. Yeah. Anyway, these various tastes manifest. Okay. Sweet was the origin. Okay. Yeah. What are the characteristics of water? Kledanam pindanam tripti pranapyayano undanam tapopanodo bhujastvam ambaso vrittayastvima. The qualities of water are kledanam, is it moistens. Pindanam, like in order to make bakri, you have to, unless you add water to the floor. Tripti, after you drink, there is satisfaction. Prananam, it gives life. Not just satisfaction, it gives life if water is not there. Apyayanam, it relieves the thirst. Undanam, it softens. Where? Anything? Dry. All right, okay. Generally you don't do that, but earth also you add, you add you nicely water, then it becomes easier to remove the grass, because atta also, because we gave that for pindanam. I am not using the same example, but that is not exactly hard. Soft, it becomes soft, yeah. Tapa apanodaha, extinguishing heat. Like in GV, during summer, we pour water on the ground, allow it to cool down, and then lie down. Otherwise at night it's like really hot. That way Dharwad is like very pleasant. It is like very pleasant climate actually. GV is terrible. During summers it's very extreme. Bhuyastvam, being plentiful, right? Like you are going for a program, dal kam pad gaya. Add some water, add some more namak, or boil it again. When we understand bhuyastvam, filler. Like when I was in schools, both my parents were working, so during summer vacations we used to morning wake up at 6:30 and go and start playing till night 10 o'clock, non-stop. That's what we used to do. So my father used to get that rasna, rasna, right? So they used to make different flavors of rasna and fill bottles, concentrate. So you have to add little concentrate, add water, mix water, and then drink. So my mother, before going, used to tell, maximum 2 glasses, not more than that, because it heats, not just a lot of sugar. Maximum 2 glasses, not more than that. I'll come back and see how much you have finished. Said, okay. So you used to go, and we used to drink 3, 4, 5, 6 glasses, and then what I used to do? Arey, itna khatam ho gaya, thoda paani dal ke rakh do. Mother used to come, arey, aaj rasna piya hi nahi. because it is already full only. It seems like, water in the concentrate. And then she thinks, Say, you can drink one or two glasses, it's okay. And then one day finally, she comes, the whole bottle is empty because it concentrate was not there. It was only full diluted version only was there. Come back and then whole bottle is empty. Like that. So water and milk is common, every day it happens. So that's how they make profits. Okay, so that is bhuyasvam, that's the characteristics of water. Rasamatrad vikurvanat ambaso daiva choditat gandamatram abhuttasmat prithvi granastu gandagah. From transformation of water whose tanmatra is taste, by influence of time arose smell, from smell arose earth, the nose perceives smell. Okay. What are the characteristics of smell and what are the characteristics of earth? That's what we are going to see next. Karamba puti saurabhya shanta ugra amaladi vipratak dravya avayava vaishamyat ganda eko vibhidyate. One smell actually is divided by combination of different substances into many. What is that one smell, Vishnu Jagadagur says? Maybe, I don't know. He doesn't say it. Okay, one smell is divided into many. As mixed, karamba, puti, foul. So foul smell, you know, like yeah, like you don't wash your socks, you know how it smells. Of course, we don't wear socks. We may wear also. Saurabhya, fragrant, like mogra. Mogra, saurabhya. And shanta, mild. Okay. Some examples he gives. What is shanta? And Prabhupada says, mixed smell is sometimes perceived in foodstuffs prepared from various ingredients, such as vegetables mixed with different kinds of spices and asafoetida. Mixed smell. It's karamba. Bad odors are perceived in filthy places. Good smells are perceived from camphor, menthol and similar other products. Pungent smells are perceived from garlic and onions, and acidic smells are perceived from turmeric and other similar sour substances. The original aroma, he is right, is the odor emanating from the earth. And when it is mixed with different substances, this odor appears in different ways. So good guess, Bhagavat Shravan. Correct. So what are the qualities of earth? Namo guna visheshorto yasya tatshrotram uchyate vayor guna visheshorto yasya tatsparshanam viduhu. The unique quality of ether is the sense object sound. Characteristics of earth 46. Bhavanam brahmanasthanam dharanam sadvisheshanam sarvasattva gunodvedah prithvi vritti lakshanam. The qualities of earth are its use in the production of deity forms, you see. That is the first. Bhavanam brahmanah. In producing deity forms, that is the first use of earth. Sthanam, steadiness. You know, like anything where the earth content is more, it is steady. Where the air or water content is more, it becomes unsteady. Right? Like during monsoon, he says, you know, you put a fence so that if water hits the wall, it becomes unsteady. Or if the earth is very porous, which means there is lot of air content, also it cannot be steady. Like porous soil, you know, sand, there's lot of porosity. But rock, it has solid earth content, so that is steady, like that. Dharanam, accommodating power, it can hold. Sad visheshanam, its ability to make other elements perceptible. Like for example, we say, oh, see how wind is blowing. So one cannot see wind blowing, But you see dust. Wind carries the dust. That dust is earth. So you can see wind. Wind is made perceptible by earth. Like that. Sarva sattva gunodbedaha. Its power to manifest differences in all beings and their qualities. That is made by earth. Okay. So that way we have discussed about all the characteristics of products of Pradhan. Its power to manifest differences in all beings and their qualities. Maybe like we, you know, water, and then you add some, you know, something to it, then you can, it changes it to, like we discussed, rasna or something like that. I think that's what it means. Okay. Nabo guna visheshorto yasya tat shrotram uchyate vayor guna visheshorto yasya tat sparshanam viduhu. The unique quality of ether is the sense object sound. The object of perception for the ear. The unique quality of air is the sense object touch. The object of perception. So basically he is telling, summarizing, what is the unique quality of each one of the element. For earth it is smell. For air it is touch. For ether it is sound. For fire it is form. And for water it is taste. Like that. Tejo guna visheshorto yasya tat chakshurucchate ambo guna visheshorto yasya tat rasanam viduhu bhumer guna visheshorto yasya sat ghrana uchyate. The unique quality of fire form is the sense object of eye. The unique quality of water, that is taste, is the sense object for the tongue. The unique quality of earth, smell, is the sense object of the nose. Parasya drishyate dharmo hyaparasmin samanvayat ato visheshyo bhavanam bhumav evopalakshyate. Whatever quality is there in the previous element is also there in the successive element. For example, ether has only sound. Ether has only sound. Ether has only sound. You cannot sense ether. You cannot see ether. You cannot taste ether. You cannot smell ether. None of these. But you can hear. And air has only sound and touch. You know, when air blows, you can hear also. Flute sound. Yeah. And fire has sound. Sound is there when it is blazing. You can hear the fire. Touch, you can very much feel. And form also, you can see the fire. And water has form. You can see it. Touch, you can sense it. Sound, when it flows, you can hear it. And taste, you can taste it. Fire, you cannot taste. It will actually burn your taste buds. If you try to taste fire, you will not be able to taste anything else after that. But you cannot taste fire. And finally, earth has all five. You can smell. Fire, you cannot smell also. Sometimes fire smells also because of ethyl mercaptan or methyl mercaptan that is added in. That's what. Otherwise, fire itself has no smell. That is the earth element which is causing that smell. So earth only has smell. Otherwise, nothing else has smell. Water has no smell. Fire has no smell. Ether has no smell, air has no smell. Air can carry smell, but air itself has no smell. Huh? But that is due to some solid thing is burning. Earth content is what gives that smell. Liquid, but when water burns, pure water, that water has to have some solid substance in it. It will just evaporate. Yeah. Like when you heat it, pure water has no smell, no? Comes from the some solid element there. Nothing actually exists in pure earth form, or except of course water is there, you can say pure water, but earth, what you say, has some element of porosity in it, that is ether is there, and ether is there means some air will also get into it, or water will get into it. So what you see as, okay, is this earth? Yeah, you can say this is mostly earth, but there is some water element also there. There is some ether element is also there. So, is this pure earth element? You cannot say actually. Water also, water maybe you can say. Water in its liquid form is? You can say that. Water means while it is liquid, it is liquid. While it is solid, in its natural state. Yeah. Natural state means what? Standard temperature and pressure. Yeah. So Earth has all the five, all the five tanmatras are there in Earth, like that. It has some form. The moment it becomes solid, then once it becomes, but still, will it have a? Yeah, will it have smell?
No.
Because it is solid, no? Then is it earth? No, smell will not be there. Yeah. You put some rose water in, this is smell. Okay. Anyway, so that brings us to the end of discussing the characteristics of all the elements. Can you enumerate how many we have seen till now? Then start from
Lord
1, Jiva 2, Jiva Prakriti 3, Kala 4. Okay. Then Mahatattva. Mahatattva, don't count Mahatattva and Chitta, there is only one. Mahatattva, okay. Kala. Then, in Kala is already counted. Pradhan is also Prakriti already counted. After that was Ahankar, na? Ahankar. Then products of Ahankar. First we discussed mind. Then Buddhi. Then five Pranendriyas, five Karmendriyas and five Jnanendriyas. So that is 8 plus 10, 18. Then what did we discuss? Then 5 elements, 5 Tanmatras, another 10. So 28 over, na? 28 discussed, we have discussed. So now, in discussing the characteristics of these 28 elements, he has also described the process of Karana Srishti. The elements have been created. So now they have to come together, and not secondary creation, Karya Srishti has to happen. Okay, that's what we are going to discuss now. I'll just take a 1 minute break, use the washroom and come. Please stay. Thank you.
rajasic.
Creation by Karana Daksha Vishnu, na? Yeah, it is primary creation. Primary creation. Karana Srishti and Karya Srishti also. Karya Srishti also, both Karana Daksha Vishnu and Garbha Daksha Vishnu are involved. Then Visarga, secondary creation, that is by Brahmaji Prajapati's Dekrita. Both are primary creation only. Primary creation is divided into two. So Sarga is divided into two, Karana and Karya. And Visarga is creation by Brahmaji. Till now Karana Srishti we have discussed. Matlab, all the elements have been created. Now elements have to come together and create a functional universe. That is Karya Srishti. So now, see, because the primary purpose of this description is not to systematically describe creation, therefore there is some kind of jumbling in the krama, the order. So you can switch on. So Srila Vishnu Acharya Thakur says that even though there is some jumbling in the krama, the krama that is mentioned in the second canto should be understood for Karya Srishti. Anyone remembers what was the sequence of Karya Srishti that you from the second canto? See, further creation, how does it happen? Anyone remembers? Just briefly. No. Not that. Now the individual elements have been created. After that, how does a functioning universe manifest? Correct. That is the next. So the presiding deities of each element, they come and offer prayers to the Supreme Lord. And then what happens?
The Lord
sends his cohesive energy, Bibhrat Shakti, to bind the elements. And then they get bound and they become a universal egg. Okay? And then what happens? For 1,000 years, this floats in the Karanodaka ocean. And then? Garbha Daksha Vishnu enters that universe. And then? He differentiates that universe into 14 planetary systems. That is the krama. Okay? But there will be a slight jumbling of this krama here because he is just summarizing this whole thing. So we will start now. Etan asamhatya yada mahat adini saptavai kala karma guno peto jagat adir upavishat. Yada etani mahat adini saptavai asamhatya. As long as the seven elements starting with mahat tattva, seven means not just seven, it includes all 24 actually. Asamhatya, as long as they were செப்பரேட். ஜகத் ஆதிர் உபாவிஷத், the supreme lord entered all the elements along with time, karma and prakriti. So the supreme lord entering comes later. So first the supreme lord senses bibrat shakti or cohesive energy, binds it. That is why here Shri Vishnu Jagat Thakur mentions, I think it's in this purport, let me see. Yeah, somewhere he mentions that one should refer to the second canto description, second canto fifth chapter description to actually understand the actual order. So here Srila Vishnu Jagat Thakur says, first in order to combine all the elements by his compacting energy, so here he says compacting energy or cohesive energy, he entered into the elements. This means that after 1000 years, he entered as Antaryami along with time, karma and the jivas, like that. Mentioning seven elements indicates only the main ones, otherwise all elements are combined. So the let's once more quickly go through the second canto what was described. It was mentioned, yadaite asangata bhava bhutendriya mano gunaha yada ayatana nirmanena shekuhu brahma vittama tada samhatya cha anyonyam bhagavat shakti chodita sad asatvam upadaya cha ubayam sasurjur hiyadaha. It is mentioned that as long as the gross elements, senses and mind were not mixed together, it was not possible for them to produce material bodies. Ayatana nirmane na shekuhu. Tada, at that point of time, samhatya, the Lord brought all of them together. Cha anyonyam, together. How? Bhagavat shakti chodita, by the impulse of the Lord, Lord's energy, bibrat shakti, cohesive energy. And then subsequently, the universe and the subsequent creation of bodies of the living entities, all that happened after that. But first step is, as Sudhamanath Prabhu mentioned, the living entities, the presiding deities, they went and offered prayers. My dear Lord, you have created us for the purpose of assisting you in this creation, but we all are not united. So as long as we are not united, we cannot assist you in your mission. So please unite us. Like that they offer prayers. The Lord says, okay, fine. And sends his cohesive energy, binds them. Then what happens? Varshapuga sahasrante tadandam mudakeshayam kala karma subhavasto jivo jivam ajivayat. After 1000 years, for 1000 years it floats in the Karanodaka ocean. Then the Lord, as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, enters into it and gives the universe life. After lying down in the Garbhodaka ocean within that universe. So within the universe is Garbhodaka ocean, outside the universe is Karanodaka ocean. It's floating on Karanodaka, but inside is Garbhodaka, filling half the universe, the bottom hemisphere, and the top hemisphere is divided into 14 planetary systems, like that. Sayeva purushastasmat andam nirbidya nirgataha sahasror vangri bahvaksha sahasranana shirshavan. Thereafter that purusha pierced the universe and went outside. There he resides with 1000 legs, feet, arms, eyes, faces and heads. So that universal form manifestation is described. So this should be the order which we should understand, even though there is a slight jumbling of order here, because it is just a summary of what he is presenting. Tatastenanu viddebhyo yuktebhyondam achetanam uttitam purusho yasmat udatishtat asau virat. By the Lord's entrance into the elements, they combined together and formed an unconscious globe from which the universal form composed of the mass of the jivas arose. Of course, this happens after the entrance of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Etat andam visheshakyam krama vriddair dashottaraihi toyadibir parivritam pradanena vritair bahihi yatra loka vitanoyam rupam bhagavato harehe. The universal globe called Vishesha is surrounded by layers of elements. So outside this is one layer of earth, then twice thicker than that is the layer of water, sorry, 10 times. And then 10 times fire, 10 times of that, like that. And then there is mahatattva, then there is ahankar, then there is mahatattva, and then there is pradhan, like that. So vishesha means that, vishesha means qualities, that by which one can be distinguished from another. Like for example, you know, water can be distinguished from, you can say, rasna or something like that, by its taste. So taste is that vishesha, and color also becomes another vishesha. So vishesha means the specific qualities or characteristics, yeah, which are inherent to that particular object, that is called vishesha. Yeah.
Hiranmayat andakoshat uttaya salileshayat tam avishya mahadevo bahuda nirvivedakam.
Rising from the golden globe, lying on the water, the Supreme Lord situated himself there and differentiated the apertures of his body. So this is talking about Garbhodak Sai Vishnu manifesting the universal form. So differentiated the apertures of his body. What are the various apertures of the universal form's body? That is one thing. Another thing, apertures, okay, you are literally telling, yes, apertures are eyes, ears and so on. But in the universal form, they refer to? Correct. It refers to various universal planetary systems. Right? Various planetary systems. In the universal form, you remember? Yeah. So the Patal Loka is the soles of his feet, the Atala Vitala are the, like the calves and so on. So he differentiated the apertures of his body, means he manifested all the things of this universe. That's what it means actually. Brahmanosya Mukham Masid, Kshatram Etasya Bahava, and so on. The Brahmanas are the face, the Kshatriyas are the arms, like that. So basically, whatever you see in this material universe, that is created. That is the meaning of differentiating the apertures. Yeah, last covering is Pradhan.
10 times.
That is 10 times, then Mahatattva. Yeah. So now, we are going to discuss the manifestation of this Virat Roop, which also we have seen in detail in 3 times we have discussed this. So the same thing is going to be discussed now. So the order of creation would be, the gross organ would be created first, and then the sense devata would come to reside there along with his assistant. Who is his assistant? The subtle organ. The gross organ is like the house in which the sense devata and the subtle organ reside. Karana is the house in which Shrotra and the dig devatas reside. And after that creation, the Tanmatra is created. Okay. So then first Karana will be created, then the Shrotra and dig devatas, and then Shabda. Then Nasika will be created, then Grana and Ashwini Kumaras, then
Gandha.
Then Chakshu will be created, Akshini will be created, then Chakshu and Surya will come and reside there, then Rupa will be, like that description we are going to see now. So how are we doing on time? 4-6, we have 24 minutes and we have about 18 verses left to complete. Possible. Yeah, let's see. Niravidyata நிரவித்யாஸ்ய பிரதமம் முகம் வாணி ததோ பவத் வாண்யாவக்னிர் அதோ நாசே பிராணதோ க்ரான ஏதயோஹ. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் இஸ் மவுத் பிகேம் டிஃபரன்ஷியேட்டட் மவுத், தென் தி ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச் அப்பியர்ட் தேர். தி ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச் இஸ் த சட்டில் ஆர்கன், வாச்சம், வாணி, as it is mentioned here. With the organ of speech, the fire devata appeared, because fire devata is the devata of speech. He entered the mouth. So in this description, sometimes one or two of these elements may not be there, but that is why Srila Vishnu Jagat Thakur mentions this is the krama order. First the gross organ manifests, then the subtle organ and sense devata manifest, then the sense object manifests. The two nostrils became differentiated, nasika or nase. Penetrated by prana, the sense organ called the subtle nose, grana, along with Ashwini Kumaras. Ashwini Kumaras is not mentioned, but it should be assumed. Okay. Then after that, the sense object is created. Don't think in terms of before the baby is born only, smell is already there. It is not that, not in that sense. Like here we are talking in general, we are talking about the manifestation of the universal form. Tanmatra is same. Oh, in that sense. Yes, they are created, but it is manifested in this individual universes in the, through the agency of Garbhodak Sai Vishnu when he manifests the universal form like that. That will be manifested by in the secondary creation by Brahmaji and other Prajapatis like that. Granadvayur abhidyetam akshini chakshuretayoh தஸ்மாத் சூரியோன்ய வித்யேதாம் கர்ணௌ ஶ்ரோத்ரம் ததோ திஷஹ. ஆஃப்டர் த அப்பியரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த நோஸ் க்ரானாத், சோ க்ரான மீன்ஸ் சட்டில் ஆர்கன், பிகாஸ் நாசிகா வாஸ் நாசிகா மேனிஃபெஸ்டட் இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் திஸ் திங் ஒன்லி. வாயுர் அபித்யேதாம், த ஏர் தேவதா, ஆக்சுவலி இட் ஷுட் பி அஸ்வினி குமாராஸ் ஹியர். தென் அக்ஷினி, தி ஐபால்ஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டட், அண்ட் தென் ஆஃப்டர் அக்ஷினி சக்ஷு, தஸ்மாத் சூரியோ நபித்யேதாம், சூரிய தேவ் தே மேனிஃபெஸ்டட். அண்ட் அப்கோர்ஸ் ஃபார்ம் இஸ் நாட் மென்ஷன்ட், பட் ஃபார்ம் ஷுட் பி அஸ்யூம்ட் ஹியர். தென் கர்ணௌ, த டூ இயர்ஸ் அப்பியர்ட், ஆஃப்டர் த இயர்ஸ் ஸ்ரோத்ரம் ததோ திஷஹ, திஷா இஸ் தி திக் தேவதாஸ், தே மேனிஃபெஸ்டட். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? இஃப் சம்ஒன் ஃபார் சம்ஒன் இஃப் இட் இஸ் நாட் கிளியர், ஜஸ்ட் ரைஸ் யுவர் ஹேண்ட்ஸ். No, Digdya, 10 directions are there. No, Digdevatas means Disha, directions. Yeah, 2 years, but not 2 Digdevatas. So that's like 2 nostrils or 2 Ashwini Kumaras. Or 2 eyes are also there. Only 1 Surya is there. No? Not like that, yeah. நிர்பிபேத விராஜஸ்த்வக் ரோமஸ்மஸ்வாதயஸ்ததஹ தத ஓஷதயஸ்சாசன் சிஷ்ணம் நிர்பிபிதே ததஹ. சோ தி ஜானேந்திரியாஸ் ஆர் ஓவர், நவ் கர்மேந்திரியாஸ் ஆர் கெட்டிங் மேனிஃபெஸ்டட். ஓகே, த ஸ்கின் அண்ட் தென் தி ஹேர்ஸ் அண்ட் முஸ்டாச் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்சல் ஃபார்ம் அப்பியர்ட், தென் ஹர்ப்ஸ், த தேவதாஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்கின் அப்பியர்ட், அண்ட் தென் தி ஜெனிட்டல்ஸ் அப்பியர்ட். ரேதஸ்தஸ்மாத் ஆப ஆசன் நிரபித்யத வைகுதம் குதாத் அபானோபானாச்ச மிருத்யுர் லோகபயங்கரஹ. த செக்ஸ் ஆர்கன் ப்ரொடியூசிங் சீமன் அப்பியர்ட், அண்ட் தென் த வாட்டர் தேவதா அப்பியர்ட், த ஆனஸ் அப்பியர்ட், அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் தட் தி ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்கிரீஷன் அப்பியர்ட். தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் தி கிராஸ் ஆர்கன் அண்ட் தென் தி சட்டில் ஆர்கன், தென் த தேவதா ஆஃப் த எக்ஸ்கிரீஷன் ஆர்கன் டெத். ஸோ மிருத்யு இஸ் தி ப்ரிசைடிங் டீட்டி ஆஃப் ஆனஸ். Like that he appeared. Because I don't know, because the anus controls the apana vayu and apana vayu controls prana. So therefore, if someone many of them pass urine and stool. Yeah. Majority pass urine and stool. That indicates their destination. Through the lower holes, when the soul leaves. See, one thing is, the Shastras say that before the living entity passes away, if he is fairly natural death, the stomach gets empty completely. Okay. Before the soul dies. So sometimes it could happen that they may pass urine and stool and they may open their mouth also. Okay. So that I have heard. And second thing is, sometimes they may also pass urine and stool and while actually dying. So that indicates that the soul is passing through one of those organs, which indicates a lower destination. And if someone opens their eyes or mouth, and through that if the soul leaves, then it indicates a higher destination. Like that. Higher could mean swarga or anything. Within earth planetary system also probably, I don't know, maybe. Hastau chanira vidyetam balam tabhyam tata swarat, padau chanira vidyetam gatis tabhyam tato harihi. The two hands appeared and from them the organ with grasping power. So two hands is gross hands, then the grasping power is the tanmatra. Then the devata of hands, Indra, appeared. Okay. Then two feet, the gross feet appeared. Then the organ of movement, which is the tanmatra, appeared. Then the devata of feet, Lord Hari, appeared. Nadyosya niravidyanta tabhyo lohitam abhritam nadyastatasam abhavam udaram niravidyata. The veins of the universal form appeared. And then the sense organ which spreads blood and other substances, they appeared. The devatas of the veins reverse then appeared. Then the stomach appeared. Stomach is the next organ. Kshutpipaseta tasyatam samudrastveta yorabhut atasya hridayam binnam hridayan mana uttitam. So after the stomach appeared, kshutpipaseta tasyatam, the organ of hunger and thirst, both of which are subtle organs, they appeared. Ocean is the devata, sense devata, which who controls the stomach and hunger, he appears. That's why Prabhupada says, if you have some nervous problem, take bath in a river, and if you have some stomach digestion related problems, take ocean bath, he says. Then hridayam, the organ of heart manifested. And heart is the gross organ that houses four antakaranas, right? Mind, intelligence, false ego and chitta. Okay. The heart of the universal form appeared, and from the heart the mind appeared. Hridayan mana uttitam. Manasas chandra majato buddhir buddhirgi rampatihi ahankarastato rudras chittam chaityastato bhavat. From the mind arose the presiding deity Chandra. From intelligence arose its presiding deity Brahma. From ahankara arose the presiding deity Rudra. From chitta arose the presiding deity Vasudeva. For chitta, both the presiding deity and worshipable deity is Vasudeva only. Yete hyabhyutita deva Naivasyottapaneshakan punar avivishokhani tamuttapayitum kramat. So the devatas who had appeared, so now practically all the senses have been created, the gross sense, the subtle sense, the sense devata and the sense object. So practically the whole universal form is ready. But it would still not function. And everything is there. The devatas who had appeared were not able to awaken the universal form. They again, one after the other, entered the apertures to wake him up. So basically, here he is going to tell who is the real super soul of this, or the soul of this Virat Purusha, in order to prove that this is a symbolic explanation. So now we are going to cover the next 8 to 9 verses together. Okay? And by the time we cover at least half of the verses, you would have already memorized. See?
Vaknirvacha mukam beje nodatishtattada virat granena nasike vayur nodatishtattada virat akshini chakshuraditya nodatishtattada virat shrotrena karanam chadisho nodatishtattada virat tvacham roma biroshadyo nodatishtattada virat retasa shishnamapastu nodatishtattada virat gudam mrityur apanena nodatishtattada virat hasta vindro balenaiva nodatishtattada virat vishnurgatyaiva charanau nodatishtattada virat nadirnadyo lohitena nodatishtattada virat kshutradhyamudaram sindur nodatishtattada virat hridayam manasa chandro nodatishtattada virat buddhya brahmapi hridayam nodatishtattada virat rudro vimatya hridayam nodatishtattada virat. That's all. So
half you have already memorized, na? Because two half the verses nodatishtattada virat only. So here it is mentioned that the fire devata along with the organ of speech, they entered the mouth and tried to wake up the universal form. This is all symbolic. A symbolic description only. Because there is literally no Virat Purusha only. There is no Purusha like that. But the universal form did not arise. Then the air devata decided, let me try. The air devata along with the nose entered the nostrils. But the universal form did not arise. The sun devata along with the eyes entered the eyeballs and tried to wake up. Could not wake up. Then similarly, the dig devatas along with Shrotra, they went and they could not wake up. Then similarly, the skin devata along with the skin and the water devata along with the sex organ. Then the death, the deity of anus along with the evacuation organ. Indra along with the grasping ability. Varuna is the Mitra and Varuna, they are the Mitra and Varuna, both of them are for genitals. Huh? For taste, it a tongue, it is what? Varuna only. Okay, so I think Mitra, it must be Mitra. Sometimes they are used together. So then Vishnu, along with the organ of locomotion, entered the lotus feet, gross feet, but the form did not arise. The river devatas, along with the circulation organ, entered the veins, but the form did not arise. The ocean devata, along with hunger and the thirst organ, entered the stomach, but the universal form did not arise. Chandra, along with the mind, entered the heart, the universal form did not arise. Brahma, along with the intelligence, entered the heart, universal form did not arise. Rudra, along with the ego, entered the heart, but the universal form did not arise. Okay? Yeah, since devatas are real, subtle organ is real, gross organ is real, but this whole description of they went inside and tried to wake up the universal form, that is all symbolic. What is that symbolism will become little clear now. Okay.
Chittena hridayam chaitya kshetrajya pravishad yada virat tadaiva purushah salilad udatishtata.
Yada kshetrajya chaitya, when Vasudev the antaryami, chittena, others are not antaryamis, Vasudev is the antaryami, in order to show that this whole description is there. Hridayam pravishad, when he entered the heart, tadaeva, only then, Virat Purushaha salilad udatishtata, that Virat Purusha rose up from the water. Climax. Climax verse. Yeah, this is the climax verse. Yeah, Hiranyagarbha is the soul. But Hiranyagarbha is an expansion of Vasudeva only. He is the super soul. See, the representative of Hiranyagarbha is Vasudeva only. The representative of Hiranyagarbha is Vasudeva. That is why here it is mentioned as Kshetragya. Kshetragya Pravishadyada. So Kshetragya is mentioned as Vasudeva, who is the representative of all the living entities. All the jivas. Yeah. Actually, there is no conglomeration of all the jivas. That is also an imagination only. Yeah. So then, yata prasuptam purusham pranendriya manodiyah prabhavanti vinayena nota payutumojasa. So, similarly, the prana, senses, mind and intelligence by their own strength cannot awaken a sleeping individual without the intervention of the Supreme Lord. So in order to prove this point, this whole symbolism has been described. Without the intervention of the Supreme Lord, a sleeping individual cannot be awakened just by the prana, senses, mind or intelligence, like that. So here, Srila Vishnachara Thakur writes, an example of the individual body is given to illustrate the condition of the Virat Purusha. Because a sleeping individual is an individual only. No? But we are now talking about creation of the universe. An example of an individual body is given to explain the condition of the universal form. Just as mind and intelligence cannot awaken a man who is sleeping without the Lord's assistance, similarly the Virat Purusha also cannot be woken up. Woken up here means made to function without the sanction of Vasudev. That is the essence. How are we doing on time? 5 minutes left. We have this one verse remaining.
Tamasmin pratyagatmanam diya yoga pravrittaya bhaktya viraktya jnanena vivichyatmani chintayet.
So finally he ends by telling what is the goal of explaining this whole Sankhya, analysis of elements. What is the goal of description of Sankhya? Why have we discussed about earth, water, fire, air, ether in detail? What is the purpose? Vivichya, one should ascertain, chintayet, and then contemplate. So vivichya is the role of intelligence and chintayet is the role of mind. Pratyagatmanam, on the Supreme Lord. Atmani, within the body. Viraktya bhaktya, by unmotivated bhakti. And jnanena, knowledge. Diya yoga pravrtaya, by the intelligence which is motivated by bhakti. That is the purpose of understanding all these things. With discriminative knowledge, understand the how the living entity is different from the gross and subtle elements, and how the Supreme Lord is one who is powering this whole universe. After understanding all this based on this analysis of Sankhya, it should inspire us to meditate on the Supreme Lord with unmotivated bhakti and knowledge using the intelligence which is also motivated by bhakti, like that. So Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, when one is detached from the attraction of material prosperity, one can actually concentrate his mind upon the super soul. Which means basically, if we are not distracted with lot of desires, then we can actually meditate on the Supreme Lord. Therefore, after Ananta Nivritti comes Nishta. Yesham Dantagatam Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam Tedvandva Mohanir Mukta Bhajantemam Dridavrata. As long as the mind is distracted towards the material, there is no possibility of concentrating one's mind and intelligence upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His partial representation, the Super Soul. In other words, one cannot concentrate one's mind and energy upon the Supreme unless one is detached from the material world. So, Prabhupada ends this purport by mentioning, the analytical study of the elements of material nature and the concentration of the mind upon the Super Soul are the sum and substance of the Sankhya philosophical system. The perfection of this Sankhya Yoga culminates in devotional service unto the Absolute Truth. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 3rd canto, 26th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So we have 2 minutes. 1 minute, we will take one question. Prabhuji has a question. Oh, Bhagavatam itself mentions. Bhurloka kalpita padyam bhuvar lokosya nabitah, like that, and then later it says itiva loka kalpana.
No, the word is mentioned in kalpana, imagination. So, it is in the conception, because you know, if I imagine that there is blue color.
Can you pass the mic?
But even in the 8th canto,
yeah,
even in the Bhagavatam, eight kind of somewhere, Vishnu was mentioned in the 8th canto that the concatenation of two objects cannot produce Krishna. No? Like I say, blue color and a blue mountain, by mixing these two, it cannot produce Krishna. So similarly, you know, this kalpita, what is that? This imagination, you know, it has its root, because anyway the universe is an extension of the body of the Lord. Connection. So this imagination is not, it's a conception basically. But it's not that, you know, I imagine something and I cannot attain it.
Oh, not, see, when we, yeah, what do you, first, can you please first define what is imagination, what is conception? Maybe I am telling imagination and I probably mean conception.
Okay.
So therefore, let's define the terms and then we will discuss. What is imagination? What is conception?
Imagination means whatever comes to your mind, even imagine and then try to
Think
that.
Okay. That is not what was in my mind. Okay. And what is conception?
Conception is what is given according to scripture, you know, like the conception of the super soul, you know, like Pradesh Mahasar.
Okay.
So you conceive it and then...
So when we say imagination, what is imagined is there is no actual Purusha who has the Patal Loka as his souls, and that is an imagination. Patal Loka itself is not an imagination. That's not what we are telling. But it is an imagination which is favorable. It is a conception which is favorable for some kind of practitioners. Like for example, everything that is like for example, map is a conception, or you can say as an imagination, but it has a utility. Everything that has, that is an imagination, is not necessarily that it has no utility. So similarly, this universal form, you may call it imagination or conception, but it, there is no real Virat Purusha, a Purusha who possesses all these as his bodily limbs. But it is a conception which is favorable for some kind of yogis to come closer to spirituality. So in that sense, so you can call it conception or imagination, but the reality is there is, in one sense, there is no such Virat Purusha like that. Yeah, Samashti Virat and Vyashti Virat.
Subtle conception is one, you know, whatever description is given. By using that, if the yogi meditates, he can actually see the Paramatma, right? He can actually see the Paramatma. So this tool helps him to...
That's what I said. There is utility is there. Utility is there. But that does not mean... It is real. Like we said, like map. Oh, here is Tilakwadi. Does not mean here is Tilakwadi. Yeah. But you can really use that map to trace out Tilakwadi. So the point is, there is an element of reality to it, but at the same time, it's not absolutely real also. So that's what we understand. So it helps a person who cannot... imagine how a cow-grazing cowherd boy can be the owner of this whole universe. Come on, give me a break. You know, I can't believe it. So some people may have problems believing that. For such people, okay, you imagine a person. Actually, whatever you want to enjoy in this universe, he owns it literally like this. So then it becomes easier for him to accept. Then slowly he progresses and then he can accept the personal form of the Lord like that. Okay, so we will end here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.